good morning and hello and welcome to every person who is joining us for our first Bible study and prayer of 2022. And this is tea and it does not taste the same. All right. I want to let you all know from the beginning that on next week, next Monday, and the following Mondays in the month of January, this Bible study and prayer won't be streamed on Facebook or YouTube for copyright reasons. We're in a season of prayer. And when we get together starting next Monday for the 21 days that remain during our season of prayer, I'm definitely going to invite you all to be a part of that. And during these times of prayer, we're going to have a moment where it's not just going to be me talking or just me sharing. We're going to invite God into our day. We're going to give him opportunity to speak to us. So make sure you all have your journals nearby. This will help for those who are looking to have that accountability for that morning 15 minutes that we're asking for. You're going to be able to get it right here. And that will start on next Monday at 7 a.m. And we'll be praying every day during the weekdays at 7 a.m. And then on the weekends, we'll get together at 9:30 on Saturdays and Sundays to really help each other stay committed to what we believe the Lord is asking us to do during this time of prayer. Next Monday begins our season of fasting as we also pray together, prayer and fasting. So these are things that we're doing just to make sure that we all are moving forward in the right direction together. So if you come to Facebook and come to YouTube looking for where is Monday morning, it won't be on Facebook. It will be on our Zoom platform as well as our online campus. And you can go to our online campus at theoutlet.cc. If you want to be a part of Zoom, which you know has a little more interaction going on, then you can sign up for the daily devotionals. The link is inside the caption. But today, I just briefly want to touch on an idea and really pick up from yesterday's message entitled The Blessing of Small Beginnings and this series on focus. And I want to talk a little more about focus. I don't want to talk long because I want to practice what we're going to be doing starting next week today with you all and still stay true to our time together. But today's and this week's affirmation is I will not focus on my problems. I will focus on God's power. And so I will focus on God's power. Therefore, I won't focus on my problems. Focus is a powerful tool that we utilize. But the question is, what are we focusing on? And in Matthew chapter 14, starting in verse 22, this is where Jesus met his disciples who were already on the water and they were already in the middle of a storm. And it says in verse 22, immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. And after sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, in verse 24, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 a.m, Jesus came toward them walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost." And so a couple of things stand out here. Number one, they were obeying commands from the Lord. And so as a result of obeying commands from the Lord, I want you to notice that they found themselves in the middle of a storm. So just because we're obedient to what God has asked us to do doesn't mean we won't find ourselves in the middle of a storm. But when we're focused on the storm, as we're going, you know, moving forward, what you'll notice that happened with the disciples is they lost sight of who Jesus was. And when they lost sight of who he was, when he actually showed up, they were afraid, thinking that it was a ghost. Verse 27, but Jesus spoke to them at once. And so he calmed their fears. He said, "Don't be afraid." He said, "Take courage. I am here." Again, going back to our weekly affirmation, I will focus on God's power and not my problems. Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you," listen, y'all, how many people do we need? And what else do we all need to know that God is with us and God is for us. And that's even in our own circumstances. Sometimes we question, Lord, are you here? Lord, are you really, you know, for me? He's shown you too many times. He's given you too many characteristics that he is by your side. But yet still, if you need even further of a confirmation, Peter said, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you and walking on the water. And so Jesus said, yes, come. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. Here's the focus here. But when he saw the strong wind and waves, and so interchange wind and waves with whatever circumstance seems to give you the most trouble right now. So instead of hearing the voice of the Lord, instead of continuing the instructions they were given, instead of knowing that they don't have to be afraid because Jesus is right there with them, they began to focus on the circumstance. And Peter focused on his circumstance. And he was terrified and he began to sink. But when he found that he was sinking, he said, save me, Lord. Come on, when we find ourselves sinking, the first thing we need to do is just say, save me, Lord. When you're sinking, you don't have time to be prideful about how in the world did I get here sinking. Matter of fact, you should be honestly excited about the progress you made, the fact that you're out there walking on water. You're doing something that's impossible. And so it says in verse 31, and this is what I love, Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. Immediately. He didn't say, oh, you've been doubting me now, big dog. All right. You want to doubt me? You doubt me now? You're sinking? You need somebody to save you? That's not how God acts. The moment we call out to him, no matter where you find yourself in, no matter what's going on, no matter how many times you doubted and questioned his character in your life, the moment you call out to him, he is there. And he said, Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. And so that's what happens in our time with God. We may have received an instruction. We may be walking on water, doing something that's impossible. But instead of focusing on God's power, we're focusing on our problems. And immediately we begin to sink. And so we start doubting the wrong entity and start focusing on the wrong entity. Peter focused on the winds and the waves and doubted Jesus. Peter was supposed to focus on Jesus and doubt the wind and waves. Listen, the wind and waves won't save you. Jesus is the only one that will save you. And when we focus on the right things, we also doubt or don't have our trust in the right things. When he put his focus in Jesus, he realized that what's going to keep him up is not this water, not the waves, not the circumstance. It's going to be Jesus. But whenever I put my doubt on Jesus, I begin to put my faith in the wrong things to keep me going. And so this is what I want to leave you with today. This week, focus totally on Jesus and doubt all the other externals that you think may keep you sustained. It's only going to be Jesus. Amen. And so if you're on Facebook or YouTube, thank you so much for being with us. If you're on Zoom, just hold on just for a moment. We're going to enter a special time of prayer, just where we'll allow the Lord to speak to our hearts and close out. But if you want to stay on the full time going forward, make sure that you come to our online campus and our Zoom platform. And if you sign up at theoutletcommunity.com/31days, you'll get an email with all of that information. And so thank you all for being a part. I look forward to being with you all next time.